This week's Parsha, Parshas Tazria, deals with the impurity of tzaras, of leprosy. And there's many different halachas, many details and nuances of halacha about determining and the types of this impurity. The Rambam has an entire section on this type of impurity. And at the end of the section, the end of chapter 16, he talks about what's behind it. And he says the following, I'll read a little bit from the Rambam here. He says that this type of leprosy that affects a person's clothing or their homes and their bodies, he says, it's not natural at all. It wasn't a natural phenomenon. But rather, he says, it's a wonderful miracle of Hashem. And Hashem does this in order to bring a person, to save a person from lashon hara, from slanderous talk. And the Rambam says, because a person who talks this type of lashon hara, slanderous talk, first, what happens is that the leprosy affects the walls of their home. If the person does tshuva, if the person repents, so then the house is purified and all is good. But if the person continues in their way, the house is not purified, ultimately the house has to be destroyed. If the person does tshuva, that's good. Otherwise, the leprosy continues and it will plague the person's clothing. And ultimately, that will be destroyed. If the person still doesn't repent, then that leprosy will plague the person's body. And to the extent where the person has to be sent out of the community and spend time on his own, until the person learns the lesson of not talking lashon hara, not talking slanderous talk. So the Rambam is telling us that this whole concept of this impurity was actually Hashem's way of teaching us the power of our speech and the importance of not talking negatively. The Rambam goes on and he talks about that a person is befitting for a person to make sure not to be involved in negative speech, in what he calls the sichas harishoyim, the words of the wicked. He says because the wicked, first they just talk words of frivolousness and silliness, and from there they go and they talk against the righteous, and from there they start talking against the prophets. Ultimately, they'll talk against Hashem. He says all of that is the words of the wicked. He says the talk of proper, of a Jew, the way it should be, of a tzaddik, a righteous person, is words of Torah, words of wisdom. And that's how we should train ourselves to talk. It's interesting to note that the Rambam talked about a number of different negative speech, not necessarily lashon hara, not necessarily slanderous talk. He's talking about words of frivolousness. He's talking about words that are against the prophets, words against Hashem, all different types of talk, not focusing on what would seem to be the focus, which is lashon hara, slanderous talk, negative talk about another person. And the Rebbe explains a very deep message about the problem and the concept of lashon hara, of slanderous talk. There's really two angles to the problem. There's one angle that's perhaps the one that's more commonly talked about, and that a slanderous talk can be very, very hurtful to the one who's being slandered. Just like one can hurt someone else physically, one can hurt someone else verbally. Using our mouth, using our tongue, that could be very damaging to another person. Many times verbal hurt might even exceed physical damage. And that's all one side of lashon hara, not to hurt another person with our mouths by slander, with slander, with lashon hara. But there's a whole different angle to the issue, and that is the way it affects the person who's speaking, because our words affect us. Even though one might think that words are merely an external expression, they're only expressing our feelings or expressing what we understand or what we think, but really words are a very powerful tool that they bring out within us, and they pull us in the direction of our words. When one speaks kind words, they feel kinder. When one speaks silly words, they're expressing and revealing within themselves silliness. And when one speaks angry or mean words, that actually awakens anger and meanness within the person. It's written in Sfarim that when one loses their temper, when one gets very angry, it's very important not to speak. Because when one expresses their anger verbally, that actually flames the anger. That makes the person more angry. Because our words affect us. They're a powerful vehicle affecting us and pulling us in the direction of those words. And that is what the Rambam is talking about. He talks about the words of the wicked that just talk frivolousness. What that does is that pulls the person in a negative place, in an unholy place. And from there, it's a slippery slope. Once the person is talking frivolousness, he's pulled in that direction, then it gets worse. And then he talks against others, and then against tzaddikim, and then against Hashem. Because the words affect direct and pull the person in the direction where a person is speaking. So therefore, it's actually beautiful. That's why the Rambam told us that the way that the saras, the way the leprosy affects the person, is also step by step. Just like the negative words affect the person step by step and pull the person lower and lower in a negative direction, so therefore the punishment is also first the walls of the house. If that continues, it goes on to the clothing. If that continues, it goes on to the person, because it's following the route of the negative words themselves. And therefore, it's this aspect of Lashon Hara that the Rambam is focusing on over here in Saras, in the laws of impurity, the concept of how powerful words are in relation to the person speaking them. And therefore, the obvious message for that is, in order, as the Rambam concludes, as I mentioned earlier, he said that the way of the righteous is that our words should be precious to us, and we should use them in holy ways, in positive ways, in meaningful ways, and in kind ways. And when we do that, aside from the fact that we're not hurting anybody else, is we are the beneficiaries of that, because we are pulled in the direction of those words, in the direction of the kind, good, meaningful, and holy words that we utter, especially words of Torah, especially words of goodness and kindness, that they create and direct and evoke those feelings within ourselves, that we ourselves are flooded with the goodness and the kindness of those words that we say. So therefore, as we learn this parsha once again, Tazria, next week is a continuation of this, it's a time to focus and remember the power of our words, for sure for affecting others, but specifically here as well, affecting ourselves and creating that goodness and kindness and holiness that we're looking for within ourselves as well. Have a wonderful Shabbos.